What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our look for this morning, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The director of the Agricultural Marketing Institute, the IMA, this is Nilo Morillo, reported on Monday that they have detected products that the entity sells to consumers, including rice. They found it in grocery stores and in restaurants. "We're not allowed this, and we are behind these businesses," Murillo said in a video posted on the IMA's social media. "We already have 5 businesses in different parts of the country that we have been able to report to the Public Prosecutor's Office," the director of the institution emphasized. He added that the IMA Security Department is monitoring the way in which this activity is being carried out, sending people to buy rice at fairs and in permanent stores for commercial use. Murillo also announced that the National Assembly will be asked to legislate on the issue with the aim of ensuring administrative and criminal responsibility. He warned that it's not possible for people involved in businesses and schemes to try to benefit from these prices when products are sold at an affordable price to consumers. The National Aeronaval Service, SANAN, reported that after a search warrant in coordination with the Drug Prosecutor's Office, 1,321 packages of drugs were seized. This was in the port in the province of Colón. Now, according to a report from the entity, the packages with the illicit substance were distributed in 22 bags located in a container. Major Israel Salcedo from SANAN reported that the seizure of the drugs was recorded in the midst of maritime and port traffic control tasks. He also said that the container was coming from San Antonio in Chile, with transshipment in Pozoroja in Ecuador, and the final destination was Barcelona in Spain. SANAN reported that in 2024 they've seized 70,278 packages of drugs after 120 operations nationwide. So far this year, authorities have seized some 97 tons of drugs in operations carried out in various parts of the country. And a Colombian woman was arrested at Tucumán International Airport after 324 bars of soap, allegedly contaminated with illicit substances, were found in her luggage. The woman, who was travelling on a flight from Colombia with transit in Panama and final destination in Paris in France, was arrested after dogs from the National Police identified the suspicious contents during a search of the checked luggage. On the 25th of November of this year, the National Police reported that 18 white boxes found in the luggage contained soaps contaminated with the illicit substance, and the primary care section of the Drug Prosecutor's Office has confirmed that the citizen was to be brought before a judge. A total of 506 people were arrested in the last 72 hours. This is a result of Operation Panama 3.0, a strategy aimed at strengthening security and combating organized crime, especially gang activities. Of the arrests, 285 were by court order, 147 for administrative offences, 44 in flagrante delicto, 27 for micro-trafficking, and 3 for drug trafficking. But during 125 search warrants, or 30 seized 18 firearms and 68 rounds of ammunition, a vehicle, 4 packages of drugs, 284 reeds, 56 bags of cocaine, 29 packages, and 12 bags of marijuana, and the sum of $14,332 in cash. In terms of traffic violations, there were 3,686 of them. These were applied according to 616 for speeding, 221 for inadequate lighting, 69 for proven drunkenness, 42 for expired license, 36 for talking on the cell phone, 21 for alcohol breath, and in addition, 198 vehicles were towed for various reasons. Operation Panama 3.0 includes interventions in conflict zones and has the support of 1,032 additional agents to the regular police force. The country generated more than $4,054 million in tourism revenue between January and August of this year. This is according to the preliminary report of the Panama Tourism Authority, the ATP. This amount represents an increase of 9.6% or an additional $354.9 million compared to the $3.7 billion reported in the same period of 2023 and does not include the cost of international transportation. In these 8 months of the year, Panama registered the arrival of more than 1.85 million international visitors. That's 9% more than in the same period of 2023. Of the total number of visitors, 1.41 million were classified as tourists because they stayed more than 2 days in the country, which represents an increase of 11.8% compared to the 1.26 million registered in the 8 months of last year. The ATP report highlights that the average length of stay of a tourist in Panama increased to 8 days and the average expenditure was $2,182, around $273 a day. The total number of international travellers who entered the country, 201,371, were cruise ship passengers, 40.4% less than between January and August of 2023, when 224,846 visited the country by this method. Tocumen International Airport was the main port of entry for travellers with a proportion of 74%. Now, this terminal reported an increase of 15% compared to the 8 months of 2023, totaling 1.37 million people. The Paso Canoas border registered a 4% decrease, while cruise ports decreased by 10.4%. 67,209 people entered through the Paso Canoas, 201,371 visitors arrived through cruise ships, and 214,063 people arrived through other ports. Now, according to the ATP, hotel occupancy at the end of August was 51.2%. The largest number of visitors come from the United States, 314,067 people accumulated in 8 months, followed by Colombia, 202,568 visitors, and Venezuela with 58,884 travellers who entered through formal channels. 51,786 travellers from Brazil entered Panama, 50,339 from Mexico, 47,928 from Spain, and 44,371 visitors from Argentina. Visitors from South America entering through Tocumen International Airport in the period from January to August of this year represented 37% of the total, followed by North America 28.8%, Europe 14.3%, Central America 9.9%, and the Antilles 4.8%, with Asia 4.6%. Overall, 196,740 people visited Panama from Europe, 4.4% more than in the 8 months of last year. From North America, including Mexico and Canada, 396,630 they arrived. And from Central America, 136,093 people. That's an increase of 37.4%. And from South America, 508,509 travellers, representing an increase of 17.7%. Now, let me give you their names. Sorry, only joking. Every week, hundreds of patients with kidney disease who require hemodialysis in Panama face not only the physical challenge of their treatment, but also a real odyssey to access the service. This is due to the crisis that the Social Security Fund, the CSS, is experiencing with its equipment, many of which are damaged. Alonso Rodriguez, president of the Dialysis Patients Group, summed it up with despair. Arriving and being told that the machine is damaged is frustrating and puts our lives at risk. And what he says is the harsh reality. Hemodialysis machines are what clean your blood and are essential for the survival of kidney patients who have reached this stage. In addition, the uncertainty of not receiving treatment in time affects not only your physical health, but of course also your emotional well-being. Currently, at least 44 hemodialysis machines are out of service, and this is in different hospitals in the country. At the Dr. Arnulfo Arias Hospital Complex in Madrid, 5 machines are awaiting repair, while at the Dr. Susana Jones Cano Hospital, 7 are inoperative. The impact of this crisis extends beyond the patients. as it also puts medical teams in a serious logistical dilemma. In many cases, patients must wait for hours or even travel long distances to access a functional machine, which increases stress and worry. In other cases, they have to deal with the night shifts. It's a constant struggle to survive, said Rodriguez. In addition, the lack of maintenance and spare parts aggravates an already complex situation. Despite the efforts of medical staff with limited resources and damaged equipment, care is becoming increasingly difficult to provide. The situation is unsustainable and requires urgent attention to avoid fatal consequences. The National Civil Protection System, CINEPROC, reported that a surveillance notice is in effect until the 28th of November. Now, this is due to strong waves and coastal flooding in the Panamanian Pacific. In a statement, the entity reported that the areas under warning are Eastern Pacific, Gulf and Bay of Panama, where waves with a height of 1 to 2 metres are expected, with periods of 11 to 18 seconds. Central Pacific, this is south of Veraguas and Los Santos, waves with heights of 1.5 to 2.5 metres, with periods of 11 to 18 seconds. Western Pacific, Gulf of Chiriqui, waves with a height of 1.5 to 2 metres with periods of 11 to 18 seconds. The Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama, the IMHPA, reported that the maritime regions of the Panamanian Pacific are under surveillance due to the arrival of a swell from the maritime sector of the South American Pacific. It is noted that this scenario will generate strong and abundant waves on the coasts and maritime areas, along with numerous rip currents in beach areas. It is important to reinforce precautionary measures during the high tides that coincide with rain and storms. Due to the greater incursion and overflow of water in coastal and beach areas, of course causing flooding. Their recommendations? Remove furniture and equipment from the beach area. Avoid walking on the beach. Remove and safeguard small vessels. Do not do water sports and avoid swimming in the sea. To the population and boat captains, continue with preventative measures and abide by the rules and measures given by the security forces located in the ports and on the beaches. So there we are. Be careful. Don't be safe. Keep safe. And that's it then. There's our look for this morning. Those are a few of the stories in the local news compiled for you this morning for today's show.